we're trying to make it a little bit different this year. We're trying to really drive home the idea that the Children's Inn delivers incredible value to families that really, really need their support. The event this year, we want to make sure people understand that by coming to it, it's not just another black tie that you had to go to on a Saturday night. It's a celebration of the Children's Inn and the value that it delivers to these kids, you know, many of whom, frankly, don't survive. You know, people liken it to the Ronald McDonald House, but it's different. You know, here you're right on the campus of the National Institutes of Health. The kids receive their treatment from the NIH, but then they come to the inn, and it's more like a home for them and for their families. And the important thing is, for these families, these kids may, there may be 8 or 10 people in the world who suffer from the form of cancer that they have, and those 8 or 10 people go to the Children's Inn. So, you know, from a family standpoint, you can collaborate with another family whose child is suffering the same dilemma as yours. So instead of going and having a treatment and then going back to some hotel and then waiting for the flight home the next day, you know, that night you can meet with other people whose families have the same problem. And, you know, I don't care who you are, when the problem is the possibility of losing your child, you've got something in common.
Last year was my first one, Rob, and I was struck. I mean, every event you go to like this, the stories are compelling, and the reasons for wanting to participate and wanting to give are very compelling. I was struck by the people who were there telling their stories about why the Children's Inn was meaningful in their lives. Had a little extra sense of wonder that I didn't expect and had not really seen in other fundraisers. And that sense of wonder seemed to come out of the fact of, we just still can't believe that this quantity of help exists, or even that there are people who want to help us with what our situation is. And I think maybe that stems from what you're talking about how unique, how individual some of these maladies are that these kids suffer from.
Well, and like I say, yeah, it may be individual and unique, and if you have to go back to some hotel room and you're alone with your thoughts versus being with another family who can share that environment with you. And again, it is a home. When you walk in, there's a big family gathering area. We have, you know, kitchens with industrial size stoves and huge refrigerators. And if families, you know, a lot of the families that we serve have gone through their health insurance and they're out of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they come there, they don't have to pay for the room, and we have as a kitchen they can go to and just pick the food that they want to cook that night. And then, you know, we're fortunate that we have companies who will come in and host meals on weekends. And there's a playground area for the kids. But, you know, again, it's not just the kids, it's the families. And, you know, to your point or your comment earlier, it's not just another gala. It's not another black tie event. We really want to drive home the attendees' personal involvement with the inn. We want them to become and feel that they are part of the families of the inn, so that there's much more of a, you know, I can't wait for this event again next year. I really want to come back is the feeling we want to create. And we try to create some excitement. We're going to have some neat things this year. We're going to have a drawing for a trip for two to Paris and cooking lessons at the Cordon Bleu Academy and staying at a beautiful hotel. We have, we're going to be auctioning a week at a very romantic resort in Croatia.
Wow.
If people are of a family sort and would like to visit Cabo San Lucas, we have a stay in a presidential suite at the Grand Regina in Cabo San Lucas, overlooking the Sea of Cortez. I mean, we've got some really neat stuff. And for people who don't want to travel, we have an auction of a weekend use of a 50-foot sailboat out of Annapolis. So, you know, there's going to be some fun stuff. We have a silent auction, of course, but we're trying to upgrade that too. You know, we're going to try to have some unique things in the silent auction to make it fun for people. And you'll be bidding, people will be bidding using their cell phones and texting their bids in, and they'll get a notice when somebody outbid them. And, you know, we're going to try to really generate a lot of enthusiasm and make it a fun evening. Again, the idea being we want people to want to come back. Our biggest challenge is, how do you create a feeling of intimacy with 900 people?
Yeah.
You know, the first year we did this, there were seven of us who managed the entire event. This year we have 13 people who are just program leads. We have about 60 to 65 people working on it. But all of them understand that the philosophy is, we want people to have fun. We want them to feel as though, yeah, you know what, this was better than staying home and watching a basketball game.
Well, if it's a Wizards game, anything's better than that. But
unfortunately, but yeah.
This event is spectacular year after year after year. It always has a tremendous buzz, and it sounds like it's going to be even better. It's April 14th. From 6:30, starts at 6:30 and runs till who knows when, and it's at the Ritz-Carlton Tyson's Corner in Tyson's this year, and I just hope it's tremendously successful, Rob. We have information about it linked up for tickets and all that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.
Well, it is. It's going to be. We are well ahead of all of the, all the committee activities that, from where we were in past years. So this is going to be a barn burner of an event. I think people are going to have a great time. And again, our goal is to make sure everybody leaves feeling that they can't wait to next year's event so they can come back again and share it with us again.